and we're going to start with number one in the book, which this is a bright day. We can sing all things bright and beautiful. I know it's a wee bit of spring one, but we can just about hope that spring has sprung. I have a funny feeling it hasn't. But we'll not look too despondently. So number one in the book, all things bright and beautiful for a start.
Bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings, He made the mowing cars, He made the tiny beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. The purple-headed mountain, the river running by, the sunset and the morning that brightens up the sky. Bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. The cold wind in the winter, the pleasant summer sun, the ripe fruit in the garden, He made them every one. Bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. He gave us eyes to see them and lips that we might tell how great is God Almighty, who has made all things well. Bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all.
Right, now we're going to move over to page 7 then. Page 7. And this is quite a good going one as well. You might have heard it before. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, count your many blessings, name them one by one.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings in winter flight, and you will keep singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you His wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven or your home on high. them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you till your journey's end.
Count your blessings, dear,
one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
Now we'll just commit ourselves to the Lord in prayer just at the very beginning, shall we just pray together? Our God and Father, we give thee our thanks now for thy goodness to us in bringing us together this afternoon, and we just pray a blessing upon everybody here today. We pray a blessing on the whole of the folks in the hospital. Thou knowest each and every one of them and their own particular needs and the needs of their family and those who are looking after them. We just pray a blessing upon them all, and we seek it now from thyself. We realise that we're a God who is able to help us in our time of need, and we bring ourselves before thee now for thy care and blessing. Remember us too as we read thy word together later, and we ask a blessing upon that too as we consider it and may understand what thou hast to say to us from thy holy word, the Bible. So we give thee our thanks now and ask a blessing in the Saviour's name. Amen. Now we're going to turn to page 21, whilst I put a sweetie in my pot in my mouth because I'm about to die, I think, here, so my singing's getting worse. I'll put a sweetie in and hope for the best. So there's a chorus from the Sunday school that you'll remember when you were at the Sunday school. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, we are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, we are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
Now for the last, for a moment, over to 28. Again, I think you'll know this one. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged
If you're no puffed out, I am with singing, so we'll stop the singing there for the moment. And we're going to just read just a section of the Word of God together. It's found in Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel in chapter 4. Now, I don't know if you have read all of what the Lord Jesus did while he was here, but the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, tell us the history of the Lord Jesus in a sense whilst he was here in the world, and there's some things that he did which were quite remarkable and quite marvellous, and we're going to read one of these sections of the Word of God just now in Mark chapter 4. And the Bible says this: and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship. So here they were, the Lord Jesus was in a ship, and his disciples were in a ship, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the wind and the waves beat upon the ship, and so it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and said, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I'm sure God will add a blessing to the reading of his precious word. I don't know about you, but one of the things that really comforts me sometimes when we're in difficult times in life is that we have a God who is able. And in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, we find that these disciples who were with him in a ship one day found that he was able in the circumstances of their life. And here they were. The ship was getting filled with water. The Bible, in actual fact, tells us it was full. The ship was full of water. And so it wasn't far off the sinking point. And the winds were beating upon it, and the waves were overwhelming it, and the Lord Jesus was sleeping on the boat. Now that's quite remarkable. And the disciples ask him a question. And it's a question sometimes we could ask sometimes ourselves, if we're not sure about what the troubles and difficulties that we're going through in life are for, and the difficulties that we face, we have to deal with. We sometimes wonder, and we could ask the question, carest thou not? Carest thou not? Well, one thing we find as we read through the scriptures, as we read through these historical books about the Lord Jesus, is that he absolutely cared. There is no doubt about it, and I believe that this is not only is a spiritual book, but it's a historical book, and it tells the truth about the Lord Jesus and his life here on earth. And what we find is that in so many occasions that when he came around about and met with individuals and people and groups of people, we find out that he had a great care for them, an absolute care for them. There was an occasion in the scriptures, in the Gospels, that tells us about the disciples when they knew that the Lord Jesus was there. The people went around about in all the towns and cities, and they brought to him all of those who were sick and oppressed and in difficulty. And the Bible says this: he healed them all. Now that's quite remarkable. That the Lord Jesus cared enough. Now you could have said, wait a minute, this is too much for me, and I'm going home to my bed, I'm not going to be worried about all of this, I can't cope. But the one thing we find about the Lord Jesus, he never was in a situation where he couldn't cope. Now we often find ourselves in situations like that, where we can't cope with what's going on around about us. We can't cope with what's happening in our lives. There are difficulties in our families. Whatever it might be, there are so many different things that we come across. And the older we grow, often the more of these difficulties pass us by, and we have to deal with them. And sometimes we just can't cope. But we find that as far as the Lord Jesus is concerned, that he always was able to cope in the circumstances because of who he was and because of his ability. Now, we believe that the Lord Jesus, from the scriptures, we believe that he is the Son of God, and he is able and was enabled to do the things that he did whilst he was here down on earth. But that's not to say that just what he did was he is enabled to do. Because just because the Lord Jesus is now at a distance from us, he's still able to help us in our circumstances of our lives. He still cares. There's no doubt about that. Jesus cares. And Jesus cares for you. And Jesus cares for me. And so, as we're in the hospital today, some folks are finding life difficult and problematic. And there's issues that we sometimes have to deal with that are so much beyond our ability. And we find out that the Lord Jesus cares. And so we're passing through rough water, just like these disciples were passing through rough water. And the problems that we face are more than we can cope with on our own. And these men panicked. You could tell the panic in their voice almost as you read the narrative of the story. That they said, well, do you not care what's happening to us? You're the only one that can help. And I think that's the point where they reached, that where things started to get better. They realised that there was only one person in the boat that could help. And today I want to say to you, that in whatever circumstances you find yourself, there is only really one person in the boat, one person in life that can help entirely. Now, there's no doubt about it, the folks in the hospital will do their utmost to help, and their friends and family will do their utmost to help. But at the very bottom of it all, we can understand this, that there's only one real person who can help us in our time of need, in our time of difficulty. And he arises out of this sleep, and he says to the winds and the waves, peace, be still. Peace to the wind. Now, we've been going through storms in certain parts of the world, certain parts of our nation in recent times. If you were to look where I stay, you'll find the aftermath of some of the winds that have went past in the last wee while. None of us could stand up to the wind and say, be at peace. We haven't got that ability. But the Lord Jesus had that ability. And he said to the waves, be still. Now, anybody that's ever been on to anything to do with shipping and boats in the water will tell you that if you get the wind to stop just now, the waves won't stop for a while yet, because it takes a while for the waves to settle down, even after the wind has stopped. But the Lord Jesus said, peace, be still. And he said, be still to the waves, and they stilled immediately. That's the power. Now, if it had been anything other than that, these men wouldn't have been taken by it. They wouldn't have been amused by it in their minds. But here's what they said. What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Even the wind and the sea obey him. That's quite a remarkable statement, isn't it? And they were overcome by the power of the Lord Jesus right in the very presence of them, right there and then. And today, our wind and waves of our lives can be stilled by the presence of the Lord Jesus. Now, there is no doubt about that, if we'll only allow him, if we'll only ask him. Now, you'll notice the point where things changed is the point where they began to realise that they were incapable of doing this for themselves, and they came to him and they asked him for help. And so that's important today. If you need help, there's no doubt about it, folks around you will help and they'll do their very best, and we're glad of them so often. But often it's a spiritual help that we need. Often it's the calming of our minds that we need. Often the winds and the waves disturb us, the winds of and the waves of life disturb us to the extent that there's no one else could help, and we'll find that the Lord Jesus can help. Even the wind and the waves obey him. Even the wind and the sea obey him. If you find, if you look through the scriptures, you'll find an awful lot more that obey him. You'll find that there was a donkey one day who nobody had ever sat on, and the Lord Jesus got on its back and it walked without trying to buck him off. Now, I've never been able to do anything like that. Most of us couldn't do that, but he did. You'll see men on the television sometimes, and they go onto these broncos and they try to sit on their backs and they kick until they throw them off. But the Lord Jesus sat on a beast that had never been sat on before, and it walked through the street with him on its back. There was another occasion where he spoke to a plant, to an olive tree that didn't bear any fruit, and he spoke to it and it died there and then. So if you look through the scriptures, you find it's not just the wind and the waves that obey him. Everything, all of nature obeys him. If you look back at the Old Testament, you'll find that God spoke to the ravens, and the ravens took food to Elijah by the river, by the brook, and he was fed there by the ravens, and God used these little birds, or big birds as they are, he used them for his will. And even says that these men would probably know that. It's unlikely that they got to this stage in life and they didn't know the story of Elijah. But here's, they found something that even more than the story of Elijah, they found that the wind and the waves obeyed him. There's a question we need to ask ourselves, I suppose. If all of these things in nature obey him, what about you and me? What about you and me? Do you ever think it was necessary to obey God? To obey what his word says? Well, you know, it is necessary for us to do that. The Lord Jesus gives us commandments, but he also gives us requests sometimes. And a very simple request of the Lord Jesus is this: come unto me, all ye that weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Isn't that a lovely call? Now, he's not saying, I'm going to, if you don't do this and don't do that, you'll get this, that, and that. He's not saying that. He's asking us to come to him. Come unto me, all ye that weary and are heavy laden. And you'll notice the words, I will give you rest. And there's a promise from the scriptures, a promise for us today. And we find that the person who has all the power is able to calm the winds and the waves. He's the person who's got the power over nature in every sphere of nature. And you look through your scriptures and you'll find it. There's evidence of it there. And that same person who's got all of that power, he's saying to you and me, come unto me, all you that weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I wonder if you're willing to obey him. I wonder if you're willing to come to him. I wonder if you're willing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your life and have him as the captain of your ship, like these men did so many years ago on the Sea of Galilee, where the storms often come up quick. If you were to speak to anybody about the Sea of Galilee, they'll tell you, you go out to sea in 5 minutes after you're on the sea, when you think there's never going to be a storm again, all of a sudden a storm would come up. And that's what life's like for us, isn't it? So often we don't expect the storms and they come up, but we need someone in our ship, and we need a captain, and we need someone to guide us and someone to give us help in our circumstances of life. And so this afternoon, it's been good to be with you, and it'd be good to tell you something about the one. And the scriptures say of him, even the wind and the sea obey his voice. Shall we just pray together? Our Father, we thank thee for thy word, and we thank thee for what it tells us of. We thank thee for the person at the centre of it, even the Lord Jesus. And we bless thee, our God, today for his ability and his power. And we know that that power of his is undiminished, and we can still come to him for help. And we can still come to him for strength and for succour in these difficult days of life when we find ourselves oftentimes with problems that we can't assail, we can't get the better of. And so we come to thee, our Father, and we ask a blessing. And we think of the folks here in hospital, and we think of the families visiting, and we just pray a blessing upon each and every one. We pray that thou wouldst be with them, that thou wouldst encourage them, and give them a real remembrance of thy word, and the desire that thou hast for them to come to thee, to come to know thee as Saviour and Lord. So we ask a blessing upon us together this afternoon, in the Saviour's precious name. Amen. Thank you all very much for coming this afternoon, and it's been good to be here, and look to God for his blessing upon you.